News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
As you know, we're at a point where we're trying to get houses built as fast as is humanly possible. Bad news on that front. One of the largest developers in the country, that being the O'Flynn Group, has said that they are pausing signing any new fixed contracts for housing developments because without a clear timeline on what's going on in the Middle East, they can't accurately predict their costs. Michael O'Flynn is the chairman and CEO of O'Flynn Group. Michael, are things that volatile that you can't take on business?
And Anton, first of all, I'm glad you used that introduction because I just want to clarify. I never actually used the word paused. That was a headline by a newspaper. Can I just say, anything we're currently doing, and we had a scheme yesterday on the Nace Road that was launched by the Taoiseach, a very large development of over 500 units. That's happening. It's up and running. We are currently involved in a number of projects that will, of course, continue. And any projects that we're in advanced stage on, and we're on the blocks with some time, so to speak, of course they will go ahead. We've been through this before, different shocks that happened. But the point I was making was that in relation to the situation, if the war is going to continue, there's a huge impact on logistics, on oil-based building materials, insulation, pipes and everything. There's no question, going forward, we will be looking very carefully at any new projects, and that's just us doing what we should be doing. But it doesn't mean for any moment that we're not going to proceed and sign up to arrangements that we're well down the road on. This is looking into a line of sight. This will mean that we have to be careful about how we actually
And what will that mean for your lead time, Michael? Because obviously you can soak that up for a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months. But at a certain point, that's going to hit output if you're not signing up to new contracts.
Well, as I said to you, any contracts that are in train or already being finalized will not be impacted. Going forward, if this war is to continue, there is going to be a huge impact on building materials. And in the next few months, any new possible contracts will be looked at and assessed very carefully. And if there's fixed price elements, there's a cost to having a fixed price. But it's not going to immediately have the impact that headline caused, which is a word they never used.
Okay, there's obviously two issues here. One is the acute impact of the war. The other is the chronic problem in actually getting houses delivered to the kind of quantum that we require. To the latter of those, I think any of the analysis, if you sit through the analysis of all of the issues in the housing market, it becomes so complex that you almost want to collapse under it. You as a major player in that market, to get more houses built, what is actually needed?
Anton, look, I was on the Housing Commission and we worked for 2.5 years, public and private people, and a lot of us voluntarily put huge time into it. Unfortunately, the report didn't really get the consideration in government that was expected. There are several issues around housing at this moment in time. One of the biggest issues is we don't have enough zoned land that's available, that's viable, and that's deliverable. And, you know, that you may say, how was that? Well, the reality is we haven't been zoning enough land in areas where there is a shortage. And it's quite incredible. And I've mentioned this yesterday around the launch that we did on Nace Road, that we have a situation now where last July, the government issued Section 28 guidelines to local authorities to say, we're in an emergency, you got to zone more land. But a lot of the local authorities have done this, have taken notice and are underway, which is great news. But some of the local authorities have actually ignored the government. Some of the local authorities have half done what they were asked to do. So one of the first big issues is zoning land. The infrastructure body that the Accelerated Infrastructure Task Force has done an amazing job in a short period of time. Of course, the pressure will now come on to deliver, but I'm very confident from the people involved and the fact that Jack Chambers is in the room in relation to that, unlike our commission where there was no minister in the room, that will help enormously in coming up with services that are necessary. But the services are no good unless you have the zoning, and the zoning is no good unless you have the services. And we've had a mismatch for a long number of years in relation to infrastructure and zoning. So the zoning, it's really up to the government now to make sure that the councillors around the country, where local authorities are doing what they've been asked to do, are voted through where local authorities have recommended zonings. But a lot of local authorities, unfortunately, are not bringing forward what's needed. Okay. So you're asking me, why can't we get more housing? That's one of the big issues. There are other issues as well.
Michael, thank you very much. Michael O'Flynn, Chairman and CEO of O'Flynn Group.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.